How many jobs were gained in November? We're about to find out.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. In about 40 minutes, the Labor Department will release its latest look at the nation's job market. This is considered the most important economic indicator of the month. It'll tell us how many Americans got new jobs in November and what the new unemployment rate is. Right now, it's 9.6%. Let's go live to John Sylvia. He's chief economist at Wells Fargo Bank, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So what are you going to be paying most attention to in this jobs report this morning, John?
Well, we're looking at the headline number, of course, and we expect about 130,000 jobs, potentially up to 150,000. But I think more importantly for the average consumer, it's going to be the income number, the personal income number, which combines the job number with the wages that are being paid. And we expect a nice improvement there.
If we see 130,000 jobs gained in November, do you think that's good for where we are in the recovery right now?
For where we are right now, that's a good indication that the average job gain continues to improve over time. Now, it's certainly not signaling a very, very strong economic recovery relative to what we've seen in the past. But the biggest problem, of course, is the housing sector, and construction will probably have another negative job number.
Okay, now, John, earlier this week, Congress did not extend benefits for people who have been out of work for a long time. Right now, many economists are saying that was a mistake because there aren't enough jobs for everyone who wants one. How long do you think until each extension of unemployment benefits isn't an absolutely vital thing for the economy?
Well, probably another 3 to 6 months, because you're looking at the job gains coming along. I think it is true that simply that many people just can't find a job. They're very qualified, but they can't find a job. But there are also a whole group of other people who are simply not qualified for the kind of jobs we're looking for now. When you look at the job report this morning, notice that most of the jobs are in the professional services category, business services, IT, finance, education and healthcare.
Right.
And many of the workers who are unemployed are oftentimes factory workers, low or semi-skilled factory workers, and construction workers. Well, it's very hard for them to transition from one area to another. So I think we have a lot of structural unemployment that's around.
Okay. John Sylvia, chief economist at Wells Fargo. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Well, the National Commission on Fiscal Responsibility votes today on its proposal to slash the federal deficit. This is the White House commission that's recommending cuts in just about everything, as well as some tax increases. Lobbyists and special interest groups have been slamming the proposal ever since it was released. Marketplace's David Gura spoke to a few of them.
It'll come as no surprise AARP doesn't want the government to mess with retirement benefits. The group represents millions of Americans over 50.
Social Security offers a modest benefit already. A 20% reduction or a greater reduction would significantly erode their retirement income.
Christina Martin-Favita directs the AARP's Economic Security Program.
We're a brand to be reckoned with.
Joe Stanton, a lobbyist for the National Association of Home Builders, doesn't want Congress to change the home mortgage deduction.
To do this to an industry that's already battered, it's just catastrophic.
And he says he's ready to fight.
We'll have access to Congress. We have our grassroots members already mobilized.
And with so many recommendations on the table, good luck finding someone happy with the whole thing. Justin Rubin is the president of Move On.
I think Congress should dump this document in the trash and then begin a real conversation about how to get our economy moving again.
In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Markets in Europe and Asia are mixed right now as investors wait to see that Labor Department report on jobs here in the U.S. I'm sure investors will also be watching 60 Minutes on Sunday when Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke will come out of his shell for a rare TV interview. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow surged 106 points to close at 11,362.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric. and by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Verizon is going to roll out its new faster wireless network on Sunday. It's called 4G. Only thing is, it's not technically 4G, according to the United Nations agency that sets the global standards for these things. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
Lightning fast. Verizon 4G LTE.
Verizon advertises its version of 4G service as a bolt of lightning, but compared to true 4G, it's more like a sparkler. The UN has strict technical standards for a 4G network. Verizon doesn't meet them. Neither do any of the other wireless carriers advertising 4G. Charles Galvin is a tech analyst with Forrester Research. He says it's all about marketing.
Using the term 4G, as really a marketing term that means some kind of better service than what you get on 3G today.
Verizon says it doesn't matter what you call its new service. It's still a lot faster than 3G. Lindsay Notwell is in charge of marketing new Verizon technology. He says the new network will let you download things up to 10 times faster.
20 pictures in a minute, as opposed to 20 pictures in 10 minutes.
If you're thinking about holding out for the real 4G, don't. It won't be available until late in the next decade. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And finally, speaking of things that are high speed, the High Speed Rail Authority in California has approved the first section of what eventually will be a bullet train that runs up and down the state. The first track will run through about 65 miles of California's Central Valley from Borden to Corcoran. Yeah, I hadn't heard of those places either. Critics are calling it the train to nowhere. At least it'll probably be easy to get a seat. It's also easy for you to get our podcast. It's at marketplace.org. It's the Midday Update. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The economy's not quite better, but still, Black Friday sales were pretty good. And toys? Crazy, even for grown-ups.
I'll go and visit with executives of a major American corporation or with politicians. They remember, to a person, the toys they played with and the influence they had on them.
I'm Kai Rizdal, a conversation from the Toys R Us corner office next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.